Living with Eczema Part 2. Well, in my last boo, I was telling you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter what it's like to live with eczema and how I've dealt with it over the past 37 years now. And it's obviously had a effect on me both mentally and physically. And obviously, I'm obviously having to undergo various treatments for depression, for bouts of depression, which are happening and are ongoing. And they help, obviously, give you a bit of something to focus on and what have you, and to you come to terms, not just with the eczema, but also how to come to terms with other people's perception, more importantly, of the eczema. Because basically, if you think about it, you know, you see yourself, oh my god, I look ugly, you know. But somebody needs to be able to see, what you're trying to do is obviously get somebody to see beyond the expert, to see the person behind the condition, so to speak. And hopefully, it's working, touch wood. I mean, some people see me, and okay, at the moment, I'm looking ill, it's not too bad, but sort of dread that to your eyeballs. Almost on high doses of steroid medication, prednisolone at 7.5 milligrams, azathioprine to sort of sort out the immune system at 100 milligrams a day. But if you have been affected, this is the important bit, folks, if you are affected by eczema or those of the ears or whatever, there are a couple of brilliant organisations I can hardly recommend you. The first one is the Nottingham Eczema Support Group, and they're on Twitter. It's twitter.com/eczema, all one word. Alternatively, you can contact the National Eczema Society, and they have also recently joined Twitter. They're on twitter.com/eczema society, again, all one word. I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com, Roddy Jenkins, capital R, capital J, if you don't mind. And I'm also here on Audioboo, audioboo.fm, / Roddy Jenkins, again, R, J, caps, please. And again, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/ Roddy Jenkins. So if you'd like to get in touch with me, or you've been affected by things, or want more information, curious to know about the walk I'm doing later this month, 22 days time, then please come and say hello. And if regards to the walk, please if you could give what you can to my southwest coast walk for eczema by going to my Just Giving page. That's justgiving.com/Roddy-Jenkins, again, capital R, capital J, and you'll see, click on the donate button and give whatever you can. It really, really would be appreciated, because all the money's going to the National Eczema Society to help with their funding and research and the rest of it. So please give generously. I can't thank you enough for your generosity to everyone that's already donated. We're already up to about £1,700 so far, and we haven't started off yet. So please give what you can. I know we just had Red Nose Day. I know we've got Children Read later this year, but please, if you could give whatever you can, I would be eternally grateful to what I wanted. And just to really wrap up from the previous audio boo, part one, just to say that, you know, if you want to talk about it in more detail, contact me on Twitter, Audio Boo, or Facebook. Feel free, I'd love to hear from you guys. And if you're suffering the same, don't suffer alone. Yeah, there's help out there. If your GP is perhaps unsure of how badly treated, have a chat with them. Put them in touch with either Nottingham or the Eczema Society or the Nottingham Eczema Support Group, and they'll be able to help. And I'm sure they're both wonderful people at both organisations that can help you guys. So don't suffer in silence, as the saying goes. So anyway, this is Roddy Jenkins signing off for now, and hope to speak to you people in the not too distant future. Bye bye for now.